Are you ready to become a better version of yourself, to become a leader in your personal and professional life? Then welcome to the CJ Evolution Podcast, where we put a twist on traditional criminal justice professions and provide you with the tools you need to set yourself up for success in your career and for the future. Now, welcome your host, the CJ Evolutionist himself, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to CJ Evolution Podcast, episode 253. Patrick here. I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show, growing because of you, the CJ professional. And if you're not in the criminal justice field and you're tuning in, welcome. We want to hear from you. We love you tuning in. Thank you so much. We continue to grow because of all of you. Thank you so much. I cannot thank you enough. One of the ways you can show the appreciation to the podcast is a ratings and review on iTunes. If you could do that, I sure would appreciate that. That's how we continue to grow. Special thanks to those first responders out there, brave men and women, doing a very dangerous job in a very difficult environment. I was at a police academy, a graduation earlier, and I saw these young faces, young officers getting ready to enter in this very noble profession and to go back to their agencies. It's an academy that it comprises many different agencies. And I was thinking, it's amazing to see the tenacity, the grit, the hunger in those new officers' faces. So thank you so much for all the people in the field, people going into the field, for what you do every day. You know, all the people that know me know that I love coffee, and I love really, really good coffee, and the coffee that's pretty good for you. That's why I partnered with Four Sigmatic, an amazing coffee company. Their link is on my website over at cjevolution.com website, and they have amazing products. They have mushroom coffee, they have cocos, elixirs, things that give you that zip to get through the day, and the reality is it has very little caffeine in it, and it tastes great. My favorite is the Lion's Mane coffee. If you head over to the website, you're going to see the link. Best of all, you're going to get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, every successful person out there, whether you're in law enforcement, whatever you're doing in criminal justice, maybe you're not in the criminal justice field and you're tuning in, whatever you're doing out there, every super successful person has successful habits. So in this solo episode today, I wanted to talk about some of the habits that the super successful people have out there. You might be thinking, okay, they're successful. What's super successful? Above successful. It is super, super successful people. Anyway, just joking aside, it seems like some people are consistently and constantly finding success. They're getting those promotions at work. They're landing the deals if you're not in the criminal justice field, getting connected with the right people and making a true difference in the world. But these results aren't based on luck, being in the right place at the right time, or coming from an affluent background. They come from perseverance, ambition, and intense observation of self, doing self-reflection. But those of us in law enforcement, whatever you're doing out there, you need to do this. You need to do self-assessments on yourself periodically and see, okay, where are my weaknesses and where are my strengths? If you have strengths, and we all do, that's great, but work on your weaknesses. And not just work on your weaknesses, but overcome, beat your weaknesses. Don't let them beat you. Be stronger than that. So here are 9 habits to help you find success. Again, whether or not you're in criminal justice, maybe you want to get that promotion to sergeant or commander, lieutenant, captain, whatever. Here are some 9 tips. 9 tips that you're going to use to get you to that next level of success. Number one, create specific goals and eliminate the noise. We've talked about it before. Every successful person out there has goals. They set goals. More importantly, they write them down. Successful people don't say things like, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to make more money next month. Rather, their intentions are clear cut. I'm going to work out 3 times a week and lose 7 pounds in 3 weeks' time. You see the difference. Or I'm going to speak with 10 new potential clients in the coming week with the intention of increasing my revenue. Or I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to talk to the right people. I'm going to get feedback on my weaknesses to make me a stronger candidate for that next promotional board. Being exact and specific about your goals allows you not a priority to be moved into a mental parking lot. You can now have a plan and a path to create it. That is so important. Number two, we've talked about this before, but I think it's worth noting again. You got to visualize what it is you want. Envision, create, and believe in your own universe, and the universe will form around you. Again, I think I told you before, if you would have been talking about this to me just a couple years ago, I'd have literally laughed in your face, said that's ridiculous. But visualization is so important. Visualize you getting that promotion to sergeant or captain or whatever promotion you want to get. Visualize yourself being on the SWAT team or a negotiator or whatever you want to do. When you're focused on success, holding a vision of what that looks like in your mind and developing a tangible goal, you create a synchronicity of energy to create it. To get to a point of consistent visualization, spend a few minutes writing about the achievements you want to create each day. This allows you to focus more deeply on your goals, then move them into the mind almost like a movie. Seeing it will provide an expectation and continue to align you with your purpose. Very important. Number three, use the mindset of producing rather than working. Again, if you're out there and you have your own business or side hustle on your side, likely you've uttered the phrase, I'm going to work on my business. This is actually catastrophic for any business out there. Once we fall prey to the work mentality, we can spend hours on one task that could be completed in 25 minutes. Don't do that. Work smarter, not harder, by actually producing through a timely series of actions. The fastest way to do this is through your own organization and calendar. If you allow a full day to write a proposal and outline a project, guess what? You're right. It's going to take a full day. If you go into meetings, I'm not a big fan of meetings, but if you are the one in charge of the meeting, set a time limit. Don't just have some arbitrary number out there, or worst of all, don't have a time limit at all, because people will ramble on. They will take as much time as they want, and your time is valuable. When you carve out a specific time to accomplish something, you're in the mindset to get it done. These times constraints are providing you a gentle nudge to produce rather than work on something for an unlimited time period. And with that comes space to do more creative processing. Number four, very important. We're doing it every day, those of us working in law enforcement and the criminal justice field, and that's serving others. People everywhere have one of two attitudes. One is that of the consumer, and the other is that of the contributor. While consumers are in the mindset of taking, contributors are people who understand the universal law: as you give, so you receive. By being a contributor, one's attitude is that there's always enough. These people look for places and people to serve. This creates reciprocity, and in turn, others will want to help and support them. Oprah Winfrey is notorious for being of service to society and to contributing in many ways. She once said that we're the number one show for 25 years, and that's because I live with the intention of serving the audience. For you to be a contributor, you must start with making a choice to contribute to your colleagues in your industry, your department, your officers that you're working with, and of course, your team. Touch base and inquire what you can support them with. Be more present in a conversation and take action on what you will say you will do. Number five, avoid seeking perfection, rather seek excellence. Let's face it, creating enormous success is about having a foundation of excellence, but that is not perfection. Those who wait until everything is perfect before they speak, write, or finish a project, or are simply in the loop of worrying what other people will think. You got to develop that mindset. You shouldn't care what people think. Now, I'm not saying don't be indifferent, but don't rely so much on what people think. Don't let that fear consume you. Do what you have to do. Successful entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, huge fan, said it best when he tweeted, "It's all about adjusting along the way, not making the perfect call." If you don't know the backstory about Gary V, he rose from helping his father's New Jersey liquor store to selling wine online and taking initiative early on with YouTube. He watched videos go viral and realized it was going to be big, and he wanted to be part of that experience. Without being polished or having a film crew follow him around, he just started. He took that leap, and he was consistent. Now Gary V, or Gary Vaynerchuk, has more than 1 million subscribers on YouTube. And, of course, he's a millionaire. Don't wait for permission to be successful. Don't be fearful. Take that chance. Remember, life is short. Live it. Number six, constantly be uncomfortable. I told in the last show, I said I was down in the Conclave of Warriors in Miami last weekend. Amazing. And this is one of the things that one of the speakers talked about. Constantly be uncomfortable. Yes, that's right. Every day, successful people stretch themselves into being uncomfortable. Everything from having an honest conversation with a team member or another officer to doing public speaking. Yes, I said public speaking. They get out of their comfort zone because they know that's where the next level is. Getting uncomfortable can be scary, and definitely it's not natural. However, it's a muscle that can be built through repetition. Flashback to learning to do anything, maybe even riding your first bike. At first, it feels uncomfortable because it's not known. Your body doesn't handle the balance well. Yet once managed, a sense of accomplishment, even pride, is present. You gotta tap into that accomplishment you've experienced before in order to encourage yourself through those uncomfortable and disconcerting moments. Number seven, be radically honest with yourself. If you want to be honest to everybody else, you got to be honest with yourself. The only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work for them. Former First Lady Michelle Obama said that during the Democratic National Convention in 2008. Touche. As entrepreneurs and business people out there, whatever you're doing, we're creating based on visions and dreams. Our willingness to inquire as to where we stop, fall short, or even create burnout will expedite our success. Being candid with ourselves is easier when we can look back and see what is and what isn't working. One way, like I said, doesn't matter what you're doing, is to create a planner for 30 days. At the end of every day, make a list of what was not completed and put a notation next to it. Did you get distracted? Were you on your phone the whole day? If so, with what? Or perhaps you simply ran out of time. Move your list over to the next day and start again. At the end of the month, you'll have a theme that will be an honest look at where you limit yourself. And number eight, ask great questions. Ask great questions. You always need to be curious. When you were a new officer, you were asking questions, right? You still should be asking questions, even if you're a veteran. Asking excellent questions puts us into the mindset of inquiry or growth as well as solution. Complaining about a problem never has provided its solution. Asking a good question does. I learned very early on as an officer not to come with problems, come with solutions. But you can ask questions, right? Questions also create intelligent and dynamic communication with everybody. You're more likely to find your tribe when you are willing to ask questions and spark conversations. Number nine, the most important is you need to know thyself. Your fastest path to success without energy drain is knowing your unique talents and skills and how to fuel them best. People think that there is a magic formula to success. There's some magic bullet. There's some magic drink. There's whatever. Waking up early in the morning, eating a certain diet, working 18 hours a day. Don't follow the herd. Do what works for you. Works for you. When we're doing something that is natural to us, we don't lose energy. It might be natural for some to work straight through the day, yet others will do best when they work late and sleep in. By following the habits of successful people, you can put yourself on the right track to find success of your own. Folks, I hope everybody is doing fantastic. I love y'all. Thank you for continuing to support the show. Stay tuned. We got a lot of great guests coming on. It's the slow season right now. It's the holidays, but we got more great guests coming on in the near future. If you rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. Head over to cjevolution.com. You can also check out Four Sigmatic. You'll see a link to iTunes. I sure would appreciate it, folks. Until then, be safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.